Gospel reading is from Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make his paths straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. When the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him, and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor,' for I tell you, God is able from these stones, to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire."
Thanks, Jim. Well, that's some cheery stuff, huh? You know, if you wanted to pick a reading from the Bible to beat people over the head with, and cast deep judgment on them, this is a common one that people use, and is actually the absolute worst one for someone to pick, to beat someone up and judge them with. Because if you look at this reading where they talk about an axe chopping down trees that don't bear fruit and unquenchable fire burning up chaff, the people he's talking to about it are not the heathens and the pagans, they are the religious people. He's talking to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, calling them snakes. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, the Pharisees, of course, are the ones that follow the law religiously, follow to every jot and tittle, as they say. The Pharisees are the ones that put the same shoe on first every morning, who won't touch Gentiles in the marketplace. After they go to the marketplace, they come home and wash the cooties off, so they can be holy. They were very, very religious individuals, and we shouldn't tar them all with a brush of derision, because there were many wonderful Pharisees, but it was the Pharisees that helped to begin the drive to kill Jesus. And the Sadducees, those were the politically connected, powerful religious folks. So he is saying to the most connected, most faithfully religious people of all, straighten up, fly right. Straighten up and fly right. You know, it's very easy, especially if you've been raised in the church like I was, and if you were a regular attender of church, it's an easy thing to set yourself up as judge over people who don't attend church. It's some trap that many, many Christians fall into. And I have from time to time. But in truth, if you take what John the Baptist just said in our reading today and mix it in with the people that Jesus spent most of his time ministering to, that's the opposite of what we should do. Our sermon this morning is Tending the Garden of Peace. And I have a challenge for all of us, me included. And here it is. If we want peace, if we want God's peace in our hearts, If we want to do the peaceable thing and really truly serve God, it is our job not to see our faith as something that sets us above others. And this is a vital distinction, but see faith as something that places us among them. Jesus didn't come down to start a private club so we could all feel good about ourselves and then go home and drive right straight to our houses and just feel good about who we are. Jesus started a movement, and John the Baptist, his cousin, is the one who got the ball rolling and got everyone ready, anticipating Jesus' coming. And so when John says, get ready, make a way in the wilderness, he is going to chop down trees that don't bear fruit, and he's going to separate the wheat from the chaff. First of all, we've got to think about this. He is talking to the people who are already religious, and he's saying, stop being cold. Stop saying one thing and doing another. Stop being hypocrites. Stop being lazy when there's work to do. He's saying engage the world in meaningful ways. Get ready to bring the peace of Christ to a world sorely in need. And individually, separating the wheat from the chaff. There have been times when I've had my wheat and my chaff separated. There have been times in my life where I've learned very hard lessons, and I know some of you have too. I got to tell you, the best place in the world to go to truly grasp the meaning of repentance is the visiting cells at the county lockup or in a maximum security prison. The very best place to see someone who feels and understands the blessings of life is an intensive care unit or a funeral home. The very best place to feel and see the embrace of all of God's generosity is a homeless shelter or a soup kitchen. And my friends, that's for a very good reason. We coast through our lives. We coast through our lives often taking for granted the blessings that are ours. Now, this is the time of year when we turn and reflect. Before we go out and buy more blessings for other people, we turn and reflect on those blessings and we tend our peace garden. This is the time of year where we separate out the very best of who we are and the people we want to be from those things that get in the way. Advent is a time where we try our best to separate out selfishness and self-centeredness. We try to separate out prejudice and judging behaviors. We try to separate out that wheat of the good stuff from the chaff of the bad. And with Christmas, as we're thinking of Jesus, what Jesus is doing is coming to his threshing floor. This is his threshing floor. Our churches are his threshing floor. And he comes to us through the story that we've heard so many times before. And we hear again, and we sing about again those old-fashioned hymns. And it's like Jesus is picking us up and throwing us in the air, and the wind blows away all that stuff that gets in our way. All that stuff is not fruit, and we're left with the good stuff. Now, you don't just do that once, because in truth, we're human, and we're imperfect. And one of the blessings of coming around to this time of year, every year, annually, go figure, is it gives us another opportunity to truly be like children, to see the wonder of this season and try to be good. Now, when I was a kid, I knew come late October, early November, I needed to be good. Because I didn't know how he did it. But somehow, some way, and it was just a little bit creepy, Santa Claus saw me when I was sleeping and saw when I was awake and knew if I was bad or good, and the calendar said I was running out of bad time. God is with us when we're sleeping and with us when we're awake, of course. And we should be good. But not because we're earning a gift. not so we can earn our way into heaven. We should be good because why would we want to be anything but the best we can be? We should be good because we've been given this incredible gift of life and each other. And why would we want to cause discord where there can be such harmony and such beauty? And we just baptized a beautiful little girl this morning who has a whole life ahead of her. A whole life ahead of her. And she'll make decisions along the way. Her folks and her big brothers, they're going to raise her in a way that she'll know right from wrong. And sometimes I'm predicting she'll choose wrong. Only one guy didn't. Only one person born on this earth that we know of chose only right. And that'll be part of her experience. It's part of your experience and part of mine. I guess what I'm saying on this Advent Sunday of Peace is this. Rather than look outside and seeing a broken world we can judge as worthless or unkind or vicious or evil, we should look inside ourselves and separate out and throw to the wind anything that is vicious, unkind, or evil. And then go out into the world with our gifts. Visit the prisoner, clothe the naked, feed the hungry. And just rather than preaching the hellfire and brimstone part, sharing the loving grace part. We tend our garden of peace so we can feed others around us. John warned the religious of his day in this reading we had today just how easy it is to take what God has done for you and make it look like God loves you best. How much better a gift it is if we take what God has done for us and do for others. Let's separate our wheat from our chaff. Let's bear good fruit. Let's tend to our peace garden in this Advent season. Amen.